Investigators probe a Sunday midair over California. British investigators have clues in last week's 777 accident at Heathrow. And aerospace faces a looming labor shortage. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2008. Investigators are scrambling to determine why two small planes collided Sunday afternoon over Corona, California, killing four on board the two Cessnas and a fifth person on the ground. The San Diego Union-Tribune reports one of the planes, a Cessna 172, is registered to William A. Renke of La Habra, California. The paper reached him at home. He was not among the victims. The second aircraft, a Cessna 150, is registered to Air Corona, based in Dover, Delaware. The identities of the victims are expected to be released sometime today. A witness saw the planes converge in midair. An employee at an area Chevrolet dealership was reportedly killed by accident debris that fell through a roof. ANN will update this story as more information becomes available. Investigators working last week's accident involving a British Airways 777 that landed short of the runway at London Heathrow say voice and data recorders have given them some clues. The recordings reportedly indicate that the airliner was 2 miles out at 600 feet when the autopilot commanded an increase in power, but the engines did not respond. A manual advance of the throttles by the crew also brought no response. A bird strike and fuel exhaustion are early theories. The plane was arriving after a flight to London from Beijing. Labor shortages. They're not just for pilots anymore. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that about a quarter of the 637,000 aerospace workers in the U.S. could be eligible to retire this year, leaving companies of all sizes anticipating shortages. Larry Holzer, a Georgetown University professor and former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor, tells the paper market forces may ultimately resolve the problem, but, quote, "It won't be painless, and some real adjustments may have to occur," unquote. Those market forces have already pushed the average pay of aerospace workers to $1,153 a week, according to the Department of Labor. Holzer notes that aerospace doesn't hold the same recruitment appeal that it did during the Cold War, and that many young job seekers regard aerospace plants as old-fashioned industries. The city of Conway, Arkansas, has needed a new airport for years. Development has been encroaching on the existing airport, Cantrell Field, raising concerns that aircraft encountering trouble now have few options but forced landings in populated areas. In June, a jet ran off the west end of the runway and struck a home, killing two. The city has planned for years to build a new airport in the Lolly Bottoms area. It's ideal for keeping planes and people separated because it's surrounded by farms. The downside is that farms are considered by the FAA to be a natural attractant of birds, and concerns about bird strikes have kept approval on hold since 2002. Residents have also worried that Conway would use eminent domain to take land from current owners. City officials say much of the needed land has already been purchased by the city, and eminent domain would be used as a last resort for holdouts among owners of the last few needed parcels. Conway hopes to finally get the project past environmental concerns in March, when it's hoped that the FAA will issue a FONSI, or finding of no significant impact. If it does, a 30-day comment period will follow. Up next on ANN, Continental may be talking with merger partners after all. A new study says a Delta merger would be a game changer, and Delta Connection Academy has its first 141 FITS graduate. You're listening to Aero News.
Do you think the only time your certified airplane can be equipped with a full emergency airframe parachute recovery system is when it rolls off the production line? Well, think again. BRS is the aftermarket leader in providing full airframe recovery parachutes for certified airplanes like yours. We manufacture the reliable parachute systems you need for a full range of aircraft, including Cessna. For your own safety and for that of your family members and loved ones, get the extra life assurance of a BRS airframe recovery parachute. In the event of an emergency, you'll never question the security of having one final option. Call BRS at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 22nd, 2008. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Just a day after Continental Airlines CEO Larry Kellner indicated he was cool to the idea of pursuing a merger with another airline, a report in the Financial Times of London suggests his earlier comments may have been a head fake. The paper quotes unnamed sources close to the companies in reporting United Airlines may be considering a new round of talks to merge with Continental if Delta spurns United and decides instead to merge with Northwest. United CEO Glenn Tilton, in a message to employees on the subject on Friday, continued advancing the notion of consolidation and said it's important for the company to remain in control of its destiny. Record fuel prices, a slowing U.S. economy, and pressure from some high-profile shareholders have moved airlines to find ways to cut costs, reduce unprofitable routes, and extend global reach. Kellner is quoted by the paper as saying he will act aggressively to ensure the company does not lose ground to rivals that merge. An analysis of a possible merger between Delta and either of two competitors rumored to be candidates would be a game changer. That's the finding of OAG-backed Aviation Solutions in a study commissioned by USA Today. The group determined that either deal would create the nation's biggest airline. Delta United would have a 25% share of all seats on U.S. flights. Delta United would add up to significant market shares in Boston, New York, and Atlanta, where Delta is strong, and in Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, where United has hubs. Delta Northwest would be only slightly less dominant, with 22% of all U.S. seats, and imposing market shares in 5 of the top 12 U.S. business centers, Boston, New York, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Detroit. Either merger would make international business travel more convenient, but result in higher ticket prices for business flyers, according to the study. Delta Connection Academy made history January 4th when Stephen Hardin became the first student pilot to complete the school's 141 FAA Industry Training Standards, or FITS, program. Instead of training based on the FAA practical test, Delta Connection Academy students now focus on real-world scenario-based training that enhances aeronautical decision-making, risk management, and single-pilot resource management skills. Hardin is in a good position to compare the two approaches. Quote, "I've had both traditional and now FITS training, and without a doubt the FITS is a much better, more realistic approach to flight training," unquote. Delta Connection Academy is a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines and operates a fleet of more than 115 aircraft, including new Cirrus SR-20 G2s and AeroSim Technologies flight training devices. The Academy has trained students from 90 countries and has placed pilots with 30 airlines, including all Delta Connection carriers, American Eagle, ExpressJet, and Cape Air Nantucket Airlines. The NTSB has not yet ruled on what caused a collision at Cincinnati's Blue Ash Airport last May, but that hasn't stopped one of the widows from filing a lawsuit. We do know 31-year-old David West Jr. was taking off in a Cessna 172 with 65-year-old flight instructor Ted Hitchens. A Beechcraft Bonanza, piloted by 64-year-old Niels Harpso, was on approach to land on the same runway. The resulting collision killed all three men. Beth West is represented in a lawsuit by Jerome Skinner, a lawyer at the Cincinnati office of Nolan Law Group, and alleges that Harpso was flying without a current medical, without a valid certificate, under the influence of medication that impaired his ability to operate his plane safely, and had been drinking alcohol 18 hours before the collision. Beth West is suing Harpso's estate for unspecified damages on behalf of the couple's four children and West's parents. The Cincinnati Business Courier reports David West was president of Best Nest Incorporated, an online retailer of bird and wildlife products. The lawsuit claims Harpso was negligent and careless, operating his plane under the influence of medication known to possess depressant and sedative qualities, and that he, quote, was not either at the appropriate altitude or on the appropriate heading for an approach, unquote. The Business Courier says there was no response to a request for comment from Harpso's widow, Donna Harpso. Still ahead, BAE Systems gets a contract to fix the Osprey's Achilles heel. The F-22 Raptor is already a museum piece. And Air France will test passenger cell phone use in flight. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. One reason that they can say that is because of Clarity Aloft's flexible boom arm. This featherweight band is the same one sported by stage musicians and performers the world over. Balance and comfort are the result of its elegantly simple design. The mic boom is easily repositioned for eating and drinking during flight without disturbing your earpieces. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, January 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A key shortcoming cited by critics of the CV-22 Osprey tilt-rotor transport may soon be addressed. BAE Systems announced on Monday it will develop an interim all-quadrant defensive weapons system for the Osprey. BAE states that the contract awarded by the U.S. Special Operations Command calls for rapid development, installation, testing, and qualification of a weapon capability that provides defensive fire protection to all quadrants of the aircraft. Currently, Ospreys fly with only a single rear-mounted 30-caliber machine gun that can only be fired when the cargo ramp is extended. The new belly-mounted system is remotely operated and capable of delivering accurate, sustained fire throughout the CV-22's flight envelope. The contract is valued at $491,000, with an ultimate potential value of $16.3 million, including options. Raptor 03, the third F-22 manufactured by the industry team of Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and Pratt & Whitney, took center stage over the weekend at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force. Raptor 03, which is one of nine F-22s built for engineering, manufacturing, and development testing, is now a permanent part of a new exhibit showcasing America's air dominance in the museum. 03 was the test fleet workhorse, was used for loads testing, crosswind landing trials, arrest or hook evaluations, and weapons bay environment studies. It was the first F-22 to launch an AMRAAM missile at supersonic speeds, and the first to carry out a rolling high-G sidewinder missile shot. That's something no other aircraft is capable of doing. Built by its manufacturers as the world's most advanced fighter, the Raptor uses parts and subsystems from about 1,000 suppliers in 44 states. Well, somebody had to go first. Air France is flying an Airbus A318 equipped with the mobile on-air system and is conducting a 6-month test in which passengers will be allowed to use their mobile phones during the flight. Seat pocket brochures instruct passengers on how to use the system. The users are charged normal international rates, which appear on their regular bills. In the first phase of the test, only text and pictures or email can be sent. But after 3 months, they'll open it up to receiving and originating voice calls. If the Air France test is successful, the technology may go on to be tested in countries where rude behavior is frowned upon. And finally, a new soap opera on Channel 5 in Bangkok, Thailand, has as its central characters female flight attendants who become romantically involved with airline pilots. The Associated Press reports the show has angered Thai Airways flight attendants who demanded on Monday that the show be canceled for casting their profession in an unrealistic and immoral light. The first 3 episodes aired last week. The show is called The Air Hostess War and has reportedly captivated viewers with a storyline about a dashing married pilot having an affair with one of his tall, slim flight attendants. Love triangles lead to flight attendants slapping each other in the aisles during flights and steamy sex scenes at stopover cities. The Thai Airways International Union has delivered a letter urging the Culture Ministry to order the show to be pulled off the air. To excerpt comments of a union rep, quote, "This soap opera is insulting and damaging to the reputation of flight attendants. It's all about sex, love, and jealousy. This kind of thing never happens," unquote. Yeah, insert your favorite punchline here. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation. who says the DOT is on the right track with congestion pricing to reduce delays at the busiest U.S. airports. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.